It is Sunday, June 26, 2022. And I want to talk about what's been going on the past few days regarding the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Now, this has been a big story, of course, because this is something that has been a part of the landscape for almost 50 years. And it was overturned. And a lot of people were saying that abortion is a constitutional right, but what the Supreme Court says is it's not, and it's not in the Constitution. So I don't know how it could be a right if it's not in the Constitution. The Second Amendment is in the Constitution. Okay, so, but what I want to talk about is I'm seeing so many statements from Hollywood people and just from regular people, and what it proves to me, what it shows to me, is that we are in such a fallen world. We are a fallen nation. When you have people who are upset that they might not be able to kill an unborn baby. Because what this does is it just sends it to the states. The states get to make the decision. So if you live in California or New York or another very liberal state, then you should have no issue. And what surprised me, I don't know why it surprised me, but the number of people who are upset about it, who like want to storm buildings and vandalize property because a woman in some states won't be able to kill her unborn baby. Now, I know people say, well, it's not a baby. Oh, it's an unborn baby. Well, it's a fetus. A fetus is a baby. It's a stage of development. You know, if you study biology, study any type of, been in school, you learn about lifespan development. And that is just a stage of development. You know, I've heard it's a parasite. It's this. But my question is it a parasite when she wants the baby? It's an interesting question. I've never seen anybody ask them that question. Maybe they have, but I mean, it is ridiculous. And then I have this actress, Evan Rachel Wood, who is saying that, oh, mandatory vasectomies for men. But getting a vasectomy is not killing an unborn baby. I mean, it could prevent the conceiving of a baby, but it's not killing a baby. When a male sperm by itself is not a baby, a woman's egg by itself is not a baby. It's a baby when they meet and conception occurs. That's when it's building into that baby. So saying about getting a vasectomy is so ridiculous. And people, you need to ask yourself why. Why is it so important that a woman have a right to kill her unborn baby? Is it because of equality with men? I mean, really? And how many women have had unplanned pregnancies and are still gone on to do great things and have had wonderful kids? I mean, it just baffles my mind the way people are acting, and people are being violent over this. Why? Oh, because women don't have agency over their own body. Well, if you've taken ninth grade biology, you would know that a baby's body, even though it's in the woman's uterus, it's its own body. When you give birth, you don't lose any limbs because the baby's body is separate. But it seems like women want to play God. Well, it's in my body, so I have a right to do with it what I will. I'm carrying it So if I want to kill it, I should be able to because it's an inconvenience to me. This is what I'm hearing. And then people use the argument about rape, which, you know, rape is a very, very low percentage. Most of the women who want to have abortions is because they don't want the baby, because it's an inconvenience to them. And you, that's what I'm saying. This world, so many things have been coming to pass, and it should make everyone think. Everything is being exposed. God is exposing so much in the people's hearts. Because when you think about it, this unborn baby, you want to kill it because it's an inconvenience to you. Because you feel like you want to be equal to a man. Because men don't have babies. But God made us to have babies. That's how he made us. So when you say things like this, to me, it's a rebellion against God. It is. You want to rebel against God. I don't see any other way to phrase it or to frame it. It really makes me sad. And I've actually never been pro-choice. I was 18 when I got pregnant for the first time. And I've had a couple of people, they told me, oh, I should get an abortion. But that never crossed my mind. I never understood that. You know, and people who have had abortions and that they regret it, you know, and I'm sorry, and I pray for you, but this, the way people are acting, like, I don't understand, and it just makes me sad, and it just makes me want to get down on my knees and just pray, because this nation is, this is some evil stuff. This is evil. This is evil. I even read somewhere, Pink, the pop star, said, basically was saying good and evil, but she was saying that people who don't agree with her are evil. So if you don't agree with killing unborn babies, you're evil. This is the type of the world we're living in. And something I was thinking about this weekend, going off subject a little bit with the abortion thing, but I am a big movie goer. I love watching movies. Not as much as I used to, but I know the Holy Spirit has been working with me on this and convicting me of it. And I went and saw a movie this weekend called Black Phone, because I was just interested in going to see it. It was supposed to be a scary movie. It really wasn't that scary, but there were some scenes in the movie where Jesus' name was mentioned with a curse word, and it was said by a child. And I was like, man. And it just really made me uncomfortable, and it made me regret going to see that. But when I went and thought about it, I thought about movies that I've seen in the past, and it's almost like they have to have a scene in there that says something negative about God, or just a very anti-Christian thing. It can be a little subtle. But there was, it was last year, the movie Suicide Squad, when the character was like, because the guys said they were coming to rescue her. And she said, oh, thank God, or whatever you believe in, you know. And it was just, I don't know, it was just, it's like everything has to have that, or they have to use God's name in vain, or it constantly has to be something. It has to be something about, oh, if God exists, he really doesn't exist. It's something like that. And then when I'm seeing these celebrities and these people, what they're saying about Christians and just hating Christians for not being for abortion, and you're just saying really disgusting, vulgar things. So my question I had to ask myself was, why am I giving my money to people by going to a movie theater, watching something that you're getting paid millions of dollars for, when you hate me? Why? And not just you hate me, you hate God. You hate Jesus. And it's like, why would I want to support that? So I've made the decision that I'm not going to do it anymore. And this is, I'm going to be honest, this is something hard for me because I love watching movies. And I cannot give my money any more to people who hate my Lord. So, is this the world that we're living in now? That if you are a Christian, you're a bad person? Because that's what it seems. You can't even turn on the news without, I mean, the people on the news are pro-choice or pro-abortion. They don't even hide it. So that's what I'm going to do. I am pledging that I will no longer pay money and go to the movies, and because it's not good. I want to serve Christ. That's what I want to do. I want to serve Christ. So, and I know, you know, people don't care that I've made that decision. I mean, it's a big deal to me. But I just want to, you know, say to other people, what are you willing to do if you have people who hate you and hate God? Why are you supporting them? They've said, Pink said, I don't want you listening to my music. Okay, I mean, that's no problem. But again, she's saying, I don't want you listening to my music because you don't want babies to be killed. Or you don't agree with same-sex marriage. So you don't need to listen to my music. Okay, good. So, I don't know. I just hope that, and I don't know if anybody's listening to my podcast. I don't know what you're thinking. I mean, I'm not a famous person, but if you do listen to it, you know, just think about it and just pray. And just pray, Lord Jesus, just pray. Thank you.